This week, local students from the Green Bay area will have the opportunity to play their instruments alongside talented musicians from the community. Joe Schultz has more on the upcoming concert of the Civic Symphony in Green Bay.
Classical music fills the band room at Ashwaubenon High School as the Civic Symphony of Green Bay rehearses for its February concert. The practice features students from Green Bay East High School performing alongside the orchestra. It's composed of community members from all walks of life. It's the Civic Symphony's 29th season. Artistic director Sung Young Graham has been with the group for 19 of those seasons.
We have so many wonderful people. You know, they may not be professional musicians, but they are very devoted and love playing music.
Graham says she tries to make each concert unique. This Friday's performance at St. Norbert College's Walter Theater focuses on educational outreach. The concert will include performances by kids as young as elementary school age playing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. It will also feature more complex pieces performed by students from middle school through college and community members. More than 160 musicians will come together for the performance. In addition to the concert Friday night, the orchestra will play two smaller performances in front of local school children.
I wanted the Civic Symphony to be really integrated in the community. So not just a standing alone group, but actually we can teach our students, our children, to see where it's going.
One of the Green Bay East students performing is Lydia Hanold, a sophomore violinist. At the rehearsal, she practices a violin section solo from the song Romanian Folk Dances. She says it's a little nerve-wracking to be one of the youngest performers with the orchestra.
It feels really scary because I'm not used to performing with, like, older people. I've been in groups before, but it was always, like, very age-ranged. But it's also pretty cool because it's, like, different experiences, different people.
At the recent rehearsal, Graham reassures Hanold that she's doing great.
I know this is the first time, like, oh my God, I'm playing all these, in front of all these people, and you are playing beautifully. You have a beautiful tone. So don't worry about that. Just play it out.
Green Bay East Orchestra Director Joseph Baltus is thrilled to see his students perform with the Civic Symphony.
A performance like this, to rehearse with skilled musicians in the community, it's an awesome opportunity for these kids.
St. Norbert College cellist Simon Whiteley is especially passionate about sharing his love of classical music with future generations. He plans to be a music educator after college. He says a lot of the music we hear today, and a lot of the music that the kids in the audience will hear this week, has roots that date back hundreds of years.
This is something that doesn't stop evolving and that can tell a lot. It also, to me, I think, is the easiest way to kind of cross cultural boundaries.
In fact, Whiteley is so passionate about the genre that he listens to it outside of school and rehearsal.
I get made fun of from close family members as well as friends. I have this playlist on Spotify that's about 48 hours straight of just classical music.
He's not the only one at the rehearsal with a deep passion for classical music. As he practices for this weekend's performance, he plays shoulder to shoulder with local musicians of all ages. Classical music is becoming more popular with young audiences. That's according to a survey published by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra in December. It found the percentage of people under 25 interested in learning more about orchestral music rose from 6% in 2022 to 17% last year. That's exactly the sort of appreciation the Civic Symphony of Green Bay is hoping to foster. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.